The following program is intended for mature audiences. It may contain profanity, adult situations, and spoilers. This is the Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical. Diabolical. Diabolical.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. My name is Jim Cunningham.
And I'm Kevin Crowley.
And I'm Scott Crawley, not to be, we're not brothers, just wanted to.
We're not.
No, we could be.
Sisters.
Yeah.
Not yet.
All of a sudden, I heard the maid shouting, she's off the roof.
You gotta feel bad for him, because you see him now in like, you know, in this, at the end of the first episode, they finally, you know, sat down and had the interview, and he's wearing a very smart, you know, sweater, Oxford shirt combination. You're like, oh, this guy's, you know, he's got his shit together. Then you see the black of his eyes.
Yeah, why does he have no whites in
his eyes? He has marble eyes. He has porcelain doll's eyes.
He looks like, remember in the Bone Thugs video, See You at the Crossroads?
Yes.
When they like,
when
like,
his Uncle
Death
Charles.
Would come, Uncle Charles, y'all. And then their eyeballs would turn all black.
Yeah.
Robert Durst.
That's Uncle a Charles. Wonderful
Uncle
analogy.
Charles, y'all. What kind of last name is y'all? He liked that a lot.
Hey, I haven't had a Bone Thugs Army Crossroads video.
Bum, 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 bum.
And I'm going to see everybody.
It was one of their strongest works.
It was amazing.
You know, we also need to consider that this guy is the same guy that steals a sandwich while he's on the run from the police. And he has $500, wasn't it $500 in cash? And
like
thousands of dollars in his trunk.
Right.
So somebody who would do something like that could potentially make up a weird story about his dad.
But you know what I was thinking? You're on the run from the police. You're on America's Most Wanted or whatever. Do you want to go to the cashier? Or are you just going to get out of there if you think you can get away with it?
Well,
he shaved his head.
Put yourself
his
in his tiny shoes.
They're very small.
Yeah, that's
very frail.
She's off the roof. That sounds like some chorus in a rap song.
Get mommy out of the box.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Get mommy out of the box.
Swing for the
what
fences,
do you got,
pal.
What do you got to say about that?
I don't know if this is like gives you carte blanche to go murder a couple people, but yeah, mommy, get her out of the box.
Good use of your vocabulary, by the way. Carte blanche. That was nice.
Yeah,
that's the right one, right? Isn't it like?
We'll look it up.
Live free or die.
Wasn't that the slutty golden girl?
Yes.
So it was perfect, because I don't get along with people. Most people don't get along with me.
Want that on my tombstone.
Yeah. I can relate, Bob.
What do you want on your tombstone? Have you given it any thought?
I'd like to think just, like, maybe like a photo of, like, Krusty the Clown or something. Like an insignia. I don't want words. I want more of just a, you know.
Picture?
Or picture, yeah.
A drawing. I'll draw that. I'll spray paint that on your tombstone if you'd like.
You guys need to think much bigger, though. I'm not getting a tombstone. I mean, I'm gonna be wealthy enough to have like a gigantic like, statue of myself. You know the statue that they have on the cover of Michael Jackson's like Greatest Hits or whatever that album
yeah.
is.
You're gonna have that statue, a Michael Jackson statue on your grave.
Yeah, no, but I'll have a statue of me, and I'll tell them in the will that I want it to just be slightly more ripped than I really am, not extremely more, because I want to make sure people are like. That it's believable.
Right.
Think back, man, now that I think about it, Scott was in really good shape.
I mean, how about taxidermy? Can you stuff
human
ourselves? And just put it up on like a bus stop or somewhere.
New business idea.
Not even like leave it on like your brother or your wife's, you know, couch.
Yeah.
Just like leave it at like the Port Authority in New York and just wait and see what happens.
Or just like on top of somebody's car.
Yeah. Like move me around. Like,
on the roof?
Sure.
Weekend
get mommy out of the box. Put it on the roof.
Yeah. You can like rent it out. You know, like I can.
Parties?
I could have like a, you know, 1099 as
or,
a dead person.
Or pinata. You get stuffed with candy.
But it would have to be, like the Jets win the Super Bowl. Like that's, and I would be like, you know, waiting, and then the Jets win the Super Bowl, and you could break me with a pinata.
If that actually happens, that'd be awesome.
Right.
If you died and the Jets won the Super Bowl within 2 weeks, I'm holding you to this. I'm bringing this to
okay. Yeah,
your
this
family's
it's documented now.
Right. One cool thing would be to have a screen on your tombstone, and you have filmed footage from when you were alive, like as a joke, kind of waking up and clawing at the camera, and clawing inside this box, and that just like plays on loop on your tombstone.
Like a GIF file.
Yeah. Or I'd like to be shot into outer space. I thought that would be a good idea. Maybe aliens would find me and bring me back.
Are you a donor?
No.
I'm a donor. Like every time I take my license out, and I'm like, I'm a donor. Like shit. Like, and I'm not gonna miss anything. And like, you know, look.
Right. But how disappointed is that person gonna be when they get your eyes and they're like, these are worse than my old ones.
Exactly. These are my worse than my dead eyes.
Am I the only one that's deathly afraid of dying and then having like my penis shrivel up and then them take pictures of me when I'm laying on the gurney?
Or yes. I saw a great tombstone that it just said, I told you I was sick. I really like that one.
That's pretty good.
I want that.
Yeah.
All right, back to the murder.
After two dates, he asked me to come live with him in Vermont, and I did.
So that's someone reading her diary, I believe, his first wife's. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a crazy thing to do, especially with this little elfish motherfucker.
Well, it was the 70s. It was the early 70s. Even Bobby was rocking, like, you know, the Ringo, you know, Let It Be sideburns. And this pretty little tale comes along and, you know, like, yeah, come move with me. And she's like, Durst? Like, she Googled it on, like, you know.
On a rotary phone.
She went to the library and looked it up on microfiche.
Could you transfer my name? This is Jim McCormack, Kathy Durst's brother.
Hey, listen, Jim. There's two ways of viewing this thing, you know, at this stage, and I wouldn't bullshit you. She's either dead or she voluntarily left.
These cops aren't the greatest. Or do they not care? Well, the guy was very blunt there. He was very brutally honest.
But also, this is 1981 in New York City, which they just released the movie, A Most Violent Year. And 81 was actually the most violent year in the city of New York. And this is the same time this went down. So, like, people were getting carjacked, mugged, stabbed, shot, all that shit. Like, at this very time. And this crime just kind of got put into there.
Fun fact about 1981, New York City, the most violent year. I was born in New York City in 1981.
Yeah.
C-section, cut my own way out.
Pretty good.
It's pretty badass.
It's like, yeah, well, you know, well, maybe she's shacking up, or she's just tired of this guy. You know, maybe he's a banana.
You'll hear no one born after 1975 who will ever refer to someone as a banana.
75, probably 55.
Yeah, it's that dying breed, man. I'm bringing it back.
Like, yeah, let's go, but you banana.
Yeah, like, it was before we resorted so quickly to, like, profanity.
This guy, who would play this guy if we were doing the Lifetime movie? Who would we cast?
It's Ed O'Neill. It's
with AIDS?
Yeah, well.
I could see that. I had either William Hurt or the dad from ALF.
That's pretty good.
He's still working.
Willie!
Oh! I like cats!
No, it's Ed O'Neill. I don't even know where he's still talking about.
Yeah, I said, Ellen, we're going to steal garbage. You up for this? Yeah, let's go. She's my co-conspirator in crime. She helps me steal the garbage.
Time to steal the garbage.
These are all friends of his missing wife. Right. And they're like, well, we know that he did it, so we're going to have to rummage through. Let's go steal detectives.
Let's go steal the garbage.
And that's when we find he was throwing out her clothes and her school books.
And then we found a piece of paper in Bob's handwriting.
So he goes through town dump, bridge, dig, boat, other, shovel or ? Rent a car or a truck.
But why would you physically write that stuff down?
Exactly. Unless you're the friends.
Yeah, or
creating it. Creating evidence.
Unless you're just a psychotic weirdo.
Boat or dig or bridge and shovel. What does that mean to me? What are you going to do with a shovel in February in South Salem? You're not going to be able to dig a hole or bury somebody if that's what we would be thinking.
Is this guy on the payroll? You think his dad just paid this guy off? I mean, these people had that much money. But also, if that note couldn't be used in evidence that these women dug out of his garbage, right. Isn't that unlawful?
I knew I wasn't going to be a good father.
Understatement of the year?
A little bit.
What if this guy was your dad? Just imagine him at your Little League baseball games. Out in the crowd, weirding people out. He looks like he should have like 4-inch long fingernails too.
Right, like Nosferatu.
Right. You and Dad going to the game.
But like surviving the game with iced tea. Just yeah. Go kill the help, the crossbow.
Got any problems in the marriage? He asked. Well, don't you think she probably just took off? And I said, except for medical school, she's not gonna take off and not graduate.
He makes a good point, though. It's strange because, I mean, the dude, there's something weird going on with him, but he does make a good point. Some of the things that he says, it doesn't sound like he's thought about him beforehand. It just sounds like he's just flying off the cuff.
Telling well, it as it is.
I think when he murdered her over whatever it was, then going over the story probably a lot in his head, he kind of like covered some of these bases where it's like, oh, well, she wouldn't have left.
Well, I think...
So I should play that angle up.
If we were to play devil's advocate, because I support... Mr. Durst.
The devil.
Yes. Oh. you know, let's say that he did kill her. She comes home. She goes to one of her friends' parties. From what she said, she invited him, didn't say, we're going. She was saying, I'm going. If you want to come, I'm taking the car. I'm going to get shit-faced. And at some point, he's like, you know what? I'm Robert fucking Durst. Like, chop, chop, dump, dump, drive, drive. Gulp, gulp, lie, lie.
Sounds like a Saturday night doing ching, cocaine.
Ching. Yeah.
Cocaine, chop, chop, dump, dump. Yeah. Lie, lie, drive, drive.
But still, I don't think there's any evidence against them.
The devil's advocate.
You told Detective Strzok that you went to the mayor's for a drink, the neighbors.
Yeah, that's what I told the police. I was hoping that would just make everything go away. I didn't go to the mayor's.
We can all relate.
Yeah, did I do that? I was just lying to the police about my missing wife and the murder. Sure. That's what I told her.
Just to make it go away.
It just makes things easier when you lie.
I thought that would get them to, you know, leave me alone, accept the missing person like that.
Blink, swallow. See that? Have you caught the blink, swallow that he does every time he finishes saying something?
It's a good name for a band.
Blink, swallow.
That is. You know, speaking of that blink, though, I kind of think that he's got some weird, like, poker tell, you know? Like, whenever he's kind of lying, he does this weird, like, blinking, swallowing kind of thing.
I thought maybe his demeanor is so weird about telling these things. He's, like, kind of, like, likable. He's like, you know, what else are you going to do but lie to the police about where you were after your wife disappeared? I'm like, I like this guy. Like, he's right. What are you going to do?
I said, I called her. She answered the phone, and that puts her in the city, and they're gonna leave me alone now.
Did you end up speaking to her that night?
No.
There's the blink. So he basically just admitted to lying 2 times in a row.
For his alibi, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was 35 years ago.
It was so odd.
I heard a radio spot about this show the other day, driving down the street, and they were talking about this, and there was like an audio soundbite where someone had said, you will find out what happened. At the end of the show, you will find out the truth. So if that ends up true, maybe he does confess. That's pretty crazy. We'll see.
Thank you for listening to the Jinx Podcast. Diabolical. Be sure to subscribe and tell your friends. Diabolical.